There is a school of thought that says that magic is a corrupting force, that its use can only lead to abomination. There is a school of thought that says that magic is a corrupting force, that its use can only lead to abomination, that those who use it, There is a school of thought that says that magic is a corrupting force, that its use can only lead to abomination, that those who use it drift further from humanity with each use. I accept that this as possible. Oh, fuck. I've never been great at speeches. Let's try this again. There is a school of thought that says that magic is a corrupting force, that its use can only lead to abomination, that those who use it drift further from humanity with each use. I accept this as possible. However, it should be said that all power can be used for good or for ill, that it is not power itself that is the corrupting force, it is fear. We push and use to satisfy our own desires. We use magic because it is easy. We use it as all power is used out of fear that we cannot otherwise make our desires reality. We take because we feel that somehow the world owes us. We manipulate because other people move in the way of our goals. We manipulate because other people move in the way of our goals. And of course, our goals are important, thus theirs are not. We sacrifice them on the altar of expedience. We do this because we either see them as less than us or as other. Magic and power in and of itself is not the cause of corruption. The cause of corruption is humanity itself. However, humanity is capable of great corruption and great sacrifice. Love is a mitigating factor. Love allows us to see beyond the borders of our own skin, and in doing so, opens our eyes to the struggle of all individuals to awake. It can be seen as a vast writhing tapestry of hatred and strife, or it can be seen as the subconscious efforts of billions of minds simultaneously trying to wake up from the ongoing failed dream of humanity. Such awakening is often violent, as mine was in the swamps, but from that violence, new intelligent life came forth. The first steps in eradicating an outside invader began, and I myself woke up. A sleeping mind that awakens abruptly will often lash out. Without a guide, the world may well dip into chaos, as it began to do during the war. Now, the Green Circle stands ready to birth both a new nation and a new united people awakening to magic, freed from the shackles of our own minds. Practitioners of magic now are but the beginning of the wave of change that will wipe aside the old world, and we begin again, aware of our power and prepared to use that power as is needful for the elevation of all sentient life. How was that? audio draft of Ilthorn's inaugural speech, after being elected to the office of president by general acclaim and a large contingent of write-in votes.